Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. This is my 23rd and second live Memorial Day show, and somebody who's been with me for 25 of those 23, Rich Galen, is here. Rich is the purveyor of the outstanding cyber column, Mullings.com. I encourage you to check that out. Rich, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure.
One of the things that I tried to get across to people for some time now, I started thinking about, I hear people say, well, they died for our freedoms. And I believe freedom comes from God, and liberty is what they died for. The people we celebrate today, they died for liberty because liberty is an ideal. Freedom is not an ideal. Liberty is an ideal that we've codified in our Constitution and promulgated with the blood of those who died. And that is what I celebrate today, and what I think, we have the responsibility, each one of us living today, who enjoy these liberties, to continue to extend this contract to each other. The idea that you have a right to be who you are, you have a right to pursue your own interests and yourself and be self-determined. That you have that right, and it's our obligation. And I saw this. You and I saw this happen. In a way that's never been done before, when we allowed governors and mayors to lock us down when there was no real constitutional path for that. But I felt like we extended to them that liberty because it was for the greater good. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. And the, you know, the argument about as you said earlier, is it too long, too short? Could we have done it another way? Who knows? What I do know is that as you and I are speaking, almost 100,000 Americans have died of this virus. And even if it's wrong by 10% up or down, whether it's 90,000 or 110,000, it's still an unbelievable number of people. And the theory or the thinking is that it could be twice or 2.5 times more if we hadn't locked everybody down. But your point is exactly right. The lockdown was accepted by consent of the people. Yeah. And one of the things that you and I have talked about many times over the years, that the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, are protections of protections from the government.
That's right.
Granted to the people.
That's right.
The Congress shall make no law. That's starts right. And all. It's,
those
it's,
are the first
it's,
words,
it's
folks.
A lot of them.
Congress shall make no law. I love that. But you're exactly right, Richard. And the thing is, and as I predicted, as I warned people about a month ago, I warned people that we extended those rights, that liberty to governors and mayors. But if they didn't, if they got too, addicted to that kind of power, and they didn't behave properly, we would take it back.
We'd
from
take it
them.
Back.
And guess what? Yeah. That's exactly what's happening in many places in America, isn't it?
It is, and again, trying to thread the needle as to whether it's too early or not too early, or whether, you know, 6 feet is the right, 6 feet sitting on a beach is far enough away. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it is the social contract that we extend to our government, not the other way around.
That's exactly,
if you don't believe it, look at Hong Kong today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another hot spot over there today.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. That's those are excellent points, Rich, and so bringing it back to Memorial Day, in when I think about Joel Mock and Joel Forrester and Danny McGee, the three men that I lost the closest to me that I lost in this. When I think about them, I think, okay, what do I do that's worthy of that, of their lives? What am I doing every day that's worthy of their what they're pouring out their last full measure? And I can only come to the conclusion of living my life the best I can and extending liberty whenever possible. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I absolutely agree. It's like the last line in Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. When Ryan looks at his family, now an old man at the U.S. cemetery in Normandy, looks at his family and says, "Am I a good man?
Yeah.
Have I earned this?"
Yeah, that's what the captain said. Tom Hanks' character said, "Earn this."
Right,
earn. We all have to earn this. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to go for this hour, but I'll be back. More Memorial Day after the break. I'm Jim Blessington. Before I go on, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.